This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Turbulent Truth viewers, it is so good to have you in 2023. Count them. Okay, that's weird. That is always...
Where's the hoverboards?
Yep.
Where's my nuclear fission self-contained
Thank
car?
You.
Come on.
Was pretty sure I was going to be able to actually fly independently of a machine by now, just to think it.
Another reason you can't trust Hollywood.
You just can't. They're lying to
They're
you.
They're lying to all of us.
They're lying. I'm Gary Chapman.
And I'm Scott Kutcher.
And this is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
We named it that because it sounded cool. How did we possibly
we know
that it was so accurate? The truth is turbulent.
Oh,
always has
the
been.
The truth, not a personal truth, the truth.
That's the important part right there. God's truth is very disruptive.
Which is the truth.
It is a freight train of, here I come. And quite frankly, I think we're about to enter into that in 2023.
Are you kidding me? Peter is popping popcorn for everyone up there.
Yes,
right now.
He is.
He's like, he's taking tickets, lining it up.
It'd be great if it just, like, for one of the great miracles toward the end, there was actually a snowstorm of popcorn so we could just sit and eat.
I don't need manna. I need buttered popcorn.
I need buttered popcorn, if you don't mind.
Just a slight request, Jesus.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
You know, a little butter ruins the whole loaf.
Yeah. No. The whole kernel. Ruins the whole kernel.
Okay, so we're going sideways, which we are prone to do, because both of us have those kind of brains, and they snap.
ADD on crack.
Quickly. And because of that, we have this that I can touch.
And then?
And when he starts going off, whoop. Yeah.
Talking too long.
And it interrupts us so we can kind of regroup.
We've been pretty good having to use it for a little.
Head.
Did you?
Yeah,
really
I'm dislike? Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm okay.
All
it's,
right.
It's really difficult to hurt it.
That was about as hard as that guy tackled.
Oh, dude. Are you talking about, is DeMar?
DeMar, I think, yeah.
DeMar, yeah.
That NFL player, that poor guy, collapsing on the field out of nowhere. He hit about as hard as you hit your own head.
DeMar Hamlin.
Yep. Yeah. And it was just a simple, it was a textbook play.
It was
textbook
not,
tackle.
It, was
it wasn't
not,
popping.
It was not one of those tackles that you look at and go, oh, man, what a great
hit.
It was
not the Ohio State-Georgia game where they both were
Good
hitting so
grief.
Freaking hard they were popping helmets.
That was ridiculous. Ridiculous. And again, I'm sorry.
It's okay because I'll tell you why.
Ohio State.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why. We've heard forever, you guys can't hang. Oh, we proved we can hang.
You can hang.
We only missed because we shanked a kick at the end or we would have won it.
That's true.
That's it.
That is true.
So we can hang. So guys, SEC, welcome us in, please, because we need iron against iron. Just
That's
saying.
True. It would sharpen them.
It would be awesome.
It would. I'm for that. I'm all for it.
And Michigan
and
fell
also,
apart.
a quick prayer for their field goal kicker.
Yeah.
He's great, dude. He's really good.
I got to say something about that.
And
I went back and rewatched
it. Yanked the crap
no,
out of it. Did
went,
he not?
Mm-mm.
Was it laces out?
Mm-hmm. So he didn't have it all the way spun, and he didn't have any pressure on it. Because if you look closely, when he kicked it, he shanked it because the ball was not like firm down on the ground.
Oh.
And so if you watch afterwards, because he's such a good dude, he picked
I
up
know.
And he hugged him. And
because only
Buckeye
the
Nation,
two of them know, knew
they
what
only
it
knew
actually
happened. He's
going to
take the heat. But you could tell the shame because he did it earlier in the game, and everyone keeps forgetting it. It was a bad hold again, and he kicked it, and it was wobbly, and it went through for an extra point.
Right.
So he'd already had that issue once in the game. So a kicker like that doesn't do it twice in a game, guys. I'm telling you, this guy's world-class, 50-plus yards.
Oh, I know. He's great.
He's amazing.
He's
so
a great kicker.
Literally, this is why you should never count on anything in this world.
Yeah.
Because God's always got better plans.
Yeah.
I'm like, once he got us down there, Stout did, I was like, we got this, baby. I seen this guy put 50 yarder through. We got this.
Mm-hmm.
And I went,
Anyway.
And then I cried.
No shame.
It's okay.
No shame.
No, not at all. No shame. You played your butt
so,
off.
So, regardless.
But back to the NFL.
The hit
I mean,
that wasn't really that hard a hit.
No.
Then dude stands up, if you haven't seen it, and what planet are you on because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And he just collapsed. Obviously. And he was, for 9 minutes, They were giving him CPR. They literally cut his uniform and everything off of him.
The Bengals coach ran over to the other coach and said, "Let's stop this thing. You just take care of your boy." I mean, it's serious deal.
Have you ever seen an ambulance?
It was almost like someone
pulled a plug. Seen an ambulance come out onto the field?
No, never. Never. No. It was literally like someone, like he was hooked up to a power supply.
Yep.
And someone just went, whoop, and unplugged me because he's, whoa.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we know in our minds what we're thinking, right? We don't have proof yet.
No.
But there's so much truth coming out the jab and about these young people that it's screwing them up with this heart situation. And I bet it's coming out and they're going to sweep it under quick as they can.
I don't think you can sweep this.
No.
Because with all the Twitter files that are coming out, we found out the FBI was absolutely partnering with big tech. And it wasn't just Twitter.
No.
It's Facebook. It's all of them. They've been censoring me and him and you.
Oh, yeah.
If you go against the narrative. Speaking of censorship.
Yes.
I had a little revelation moment.
Okay.
Just like if you're saying something and I am in a position to stop that voice from coming out, for me to censor.
So you have a Twitter and I'm saying something on it.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. For me to censor you,
uh-huh,
I have to judge. It's judgment.
Ew.
Okay?
Because you're determining whether or not
I am. I have to judge your content.
You do.
To some degree, you.
You do.
Okay, that judgment is directly connected to what in our world we call a religious spirit.
Oh, very.
Which is why many people hate churches, because they try to be holier than you are, and they're not. And they're not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Those two things combined make for a terrible church experience, if you haven't noticed.
It's okay. All are welcome. Come on.
So that is the voice of the accuser.
Yeah.
That you can't judge and voice your judgment without using Satan's voice.
Okay, so I'm going to play, lack of a better term, devil's advocate.
Yeah.
And what about hate speech? Where does that fall, and who determines that, right? That's where it gets so blurry. What's your thoughts on that?
In terms of where that falls spiritually or in constitutionally?
Well, let's start off with the world first, because, okay. And then we'll go to what really matters.
I don't think there's anything that you can't have the freedom to say.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
Sticks and stones. It worked for a long, long time.
A long time. Yeah.
Your words can never hurt me, right?
Yeah.
It's the old adage.
That's it.
I believe it to still be true. You can trust me. I have so much crap said about me and to me directly because of the stances that I've taken throughout life and some of the mistakes that I've made.
I had my first one this holiday, so it's wonderful.
It's a wonderful experience. it's a wonderful life.
It's great.
No, but because of that, I've got a pretty thick skin.
Yeah.
B, it has forced me to find my freedom in Jesus.
Mm.
Because when I know who I am in that relationship,
yeah,
what anybody else
who cares
says about me,
yeah,
do you realize how ludicrous it would be for me to take it seriously? When God Almighty calls me His friend,
that's good.
I just don't care what you think.
Don't care.
I don't.
Is it nice that if someone likes you, sure it is. Of course it is. We love our viewers and all that stuff.
I don't try to be offensive.
No.
But
You're just trying to tell the truth.
But also don't try to not be. I don't.
Okay,
maybe that's my mistake.
Well,
maybe so.
Maybe
I err too much on that side. I don't know.
This might be a rabbit hole, but I'm sure you'll stop
sure
it if it is.
Is.
But what it really boils down to is if you are worried about what I think of you, you don't know who you are.
Wow. That's
true. At the end of the day, you don't know who you are, but more importantly, whose you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're still trying to be everything everyone else.
Ooh, nice shirt.
Thank you.
If your identity is in that cross right there,
you kind of know who you are.
You know who you are.
Yeah. By the way, these are, shameless plug. Oh, for sale.
Also,
yeah.
This one is
doing. You know what I see? I see CBS.
This is CBS
News.
This one's doing extremely well.
It's selling pretty good.
CBS News. Now, I'm going to talk to you about the design.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that there shouldn't be a little more space.
A little more.
I have a few people coming up to me going, Siebes News.
Oh, okay.
What is Siebes News?
I can change that
just
really
a small, little bigger space.
Yeah.
Well, nonetheless. CBS News, because of their BS.
Yes.
It's doing quite well. This shirt's doing well.
I think
well.
It's
Thank
the
you.
Poop emoji in the middle.
It is the poop. That was your, that was your idea. And a fine one it was. All right.
Okay, back to
rabbit hole.
Back to we're still in the rabbit hole.
No, we're in the other rabbit hole.
Yeah, now we're crossing back because I kind of want to go, okay, the freedom of speech thing, that is a really good what you came up with.
Right.
That revelation's phenomenal. That's very true. So if it's of the enemy and that is happening, mm-hmm. then we got to stop worrying about it. We just got to keep telling the truth.
Yeah, we got to call it out.
You have to call it out.
Yeah. So with all the Twitter files that love him or hate him, smartest 44 billion dollar investment any one human ever made Elon Musk putting his money where his mouth was, mm-hmm. and opening the door to all of that truth that's been lying there. And this week,
we're promised the Fauci files.
And I'm so ready.
It's going to be fun to watch. Pop the popcorn. It's ready. It's time. Mm. This whole year, guys, I'm telling you right now, and you've said it many times, and I at first I was like, oh, I get where he's going. And then I was like, oh, it goes a lot deeper. This whole year is going to be an unfolding of truth over and over and over.
It is.
It's going to be an exposing of darkness with light. And we are all part of that. We all play a role in that.
Yeah.
Even if it's just you going to the grocery store and praying for someone that's having a rough day, or you see somebody being mean to someone and you call them out on it, we're all part of that.
Don't be afraid to be God's hands.
No. Don't. Or feet.
Don't. Or mouth.
Yeah.
Don't. Do not be afraid.
Yeah.
If you allow fear to drive it, you're going to be going down the wrong path. It's that simple.
And,
it is.
And be prepared because someone's going to say you're God's. But,
they will.
Which,
they will.
You know, that happened to me over loud.
That's fine. Well, you had it coming.
I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. It's my smile.
Yes. Yay. Now, the fear and faith conundrum is going to become much easier because
it's going to get clearer.
It's going to be more and more clear.
You're going to it's going to get so clear. I think that's the thing is that we've lived in that gray area, which, mm-hmm. by the way, possible segment coming up. I want to keep him in the dark on it, but I'm doing a bunch of research on some scientific studies that have been going on for 20 years, mm-hmm. on priming, and it goes way deeper, and it's a way to get a mass group in society to believe something that they don't even really believe.
Right.
And I'm going down a really cool rabbit hole right now, mm-hmm. and I'm going to bring it up, and you can poke holes in it. We'll have some fun.
Well, dude, at this point, as crazy as the world's getting, I'm right on the edge of going, okay, is any of this actually...
We're in the Matrix.
Is this real? Is that...
Right?
Okay, is anything actually real? Because in the grand picture of eternity, according to the Bible, everything that you can see is going to be burned.
Yeah.
All of it's going to go.
Yep.
Okay? So if it had value, mm-hmm. he wouldn't destroy it.
No.
He wouldn't.
Well,
unless he had something better.
Well, because he knows everything, he knew the fall was going to happen. It happened. The fall in the garden happens. At that point, we devalued the garden because the garden was. Now I'm going down a little rabbit, but
no,
stay with me
one.
Here.
It's a big one.
So you got the heaven came to earth, right? And where it overlapped was the garden. When that happened, the separation was created. Once that separation created, the value that heaven brings to earth was up to us to bring heaven to earth through our prayers and through our actions and all those things, but it's never going to be what was originally intended to be. Therefore, he has to reboot.
Yeah.
Okay. He has to burn it down and start over, but he has to do it with the people that he knows are going to be faithful, mm-hmm. and want to be adopted back into his family after we pretty much gave him the finger and say we don't want to be part of your family.
He wants a bride he can trust.
There you go.
Don't we all?
Why'd you have to sum it up so easily?
Sorry. When you're on your third one, you learn these things. You learn these things. Thank God I've got one now. And I know...
She's amazing.
That's what God wants. Mm-hmm. I know. And that's also why I know that we can walk into this season that I know is going to be tumultuous.
Yeah.
It's going to get crazier and crazier. It's going to get... You'll be forced to have to believe things that you would have never imagined to be true.
So if any of you have a studio in Texas, out on land that no one can get to easily.
Yeah, please. We'd love to come out and work out there.
Let us know.
Yes. That'd be great. Some horses. That'd be nice.
No. As long as I got guns.
Because it is going to get that crazy, your options are going to narrow very, very clearly. You're going to have to believe that God is who he says he is. You're
going to
have
to
believe
it.
You got to believe.
And you have to choose, guys.
And trust it.
Yes.
It's not, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
I believed it when I was six. No. Do you believe it this second? Do you believe it for your next meal? Do you believe it for any ability
provision.
To sustain provision? Anything. Yeah. Because everything's going to get thrown up in the air. If you're with him, you're going to be no less taken care of than the children of Israel were when they were wandering around for 40 years. Only I think we're probably going to have more than quail. I think he'll probably give us some beef.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe it'll rain popcorn. I don't know.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
I do want butter, though.
So, what I don't want is for this to scare you.
No.
But what I also don't want is for us to water it down to where you think, I'll be all right. No, make a choice.
Yep.
Make a choice and dig in. Dig in hard because you're going to need it. You're going to need it.
You know,
and your family's going to need it.
You know, fear's all over in the Bible, and we misinterpret it all the time because we always interpret everything through the Western lens.
God agrees with me, by the way.
I heard that. Yeah. That's nice.
I don't know if you can hear that or not. Yeah. There's a big storm going.
It's a big one.
I love me a storm.
Yeah.
Shocker!
I needed an ark to get here.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what was I saying to you?
Sorry. That was my fault.
And we're back. And we are totally back. This is just what we do. But... Forget it. Doesn't matter now.
No, it doesn't. No. Well, we never did finish up with
the NFL.
With DeMar Hamlin,
yeah.
Which I pray that he's still breathing
kid.
When you see this.
Yes. And for his family.
He was not breathing on his own. We put him in, like, I guess, an induced coma.
Yeah.
That's rarely a good sign.
But God can overcome
God can
anything.
Heal him, and I pray that he will.
Absolutely.
I pray that he does. But the truth that's going to come out, I believe, this week. Mm. Is going to be so devastating and so completely indicting of
Fauci.
Not just Fauci.
No, just the whole thing.
Fauci was one of the chief mouths to it, but it's bigger than that.
Oh, much bigger.
It's the government. It's corporations.
Yeah.
It's
corporatism.
It's the elites that have for many years ruled this earth without you knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it has been a facade. It's been a movie. It has not been real.
No. It's like the Matrix.
Yeah.
I'd be one big freaking battery, you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
I could power a whole city. But, you know, it's just when we watch all this come to light. It's funny because you don't hear the term with some of this anymore as much, conspiracy theory. Because it keeps coming out, and now it's funny because I don't hear it near as much. I still hear it.
It doesn't work anymore.
It
you
doesn't.
Can't keep saying something is a conspiracy theory when it's proven true. Turns out people can tell.
But if they say it enough and say it often enough,
nah.
They're hoping to brainwash.
But you have to trust them for that to work.
Exactly right.
And the amount of you, us, the American people, the amount of us who trust the narrative that's on most of the mainstream media outlets and newspapers to whatever degree those things still exist.
Right.
The voice of the darkness. We don't trust them anymore.
No.
We don't.
And we also don't.
Thank you for waking up.
Yeah, absolutely. And
absolutely.
It's not just them. We don't trust the high ups in science anymore. We don't trust the high ups in business. We don't trust because they have violated our trust. And so now it's time for us to say enough and we're done. You know what, Elon Musk? If you're watching Elon, buy Disney. That's your next move.
Well,
buy
Disney. Or GM.
You'll get it for next to nothing. Buy both.
Yeah.
You'll get it for next to nothing. And I'll tell you why. Because right now with the tax abatements that are now kicking in, they ain't worth more than $25 million there. So go buy them. Go buy them. It'll be cheaper than you freaking got Twitter for.
A lot.
Just saying.
Well, I know that there will be some amazing kingdom moments that
it's gonna be so good.
That will as much as the dark things are going to scare you a little bit
the light is getting brighter.
Oh, you're gonna see some things. You're gonna see signs and wonders,
it's gonna
see miraculous
mind.
Healings. In the same way that we had to sit and watch a poor young man get 9 minutes of CPR on national television. What if you saw 9 minutes of person after person after person after person after person who was quadriplegic standing up and running across the stage? What if you saw that?
Oh, we will.
What if you saw that?
We will.
I know we the will. Power of God is limitless, and I know that He so longs to unleash it on us. And it's time.
Well,
it is time.
And you know why it's time? You've said it before. Miracles are for the unbelievers.
That's right.
It's not for the believers.
No.
It's for the unbelievers.
It's going to open the door to a billion souls coming into the kingdom.
Yes.
What's that worth?
Everything.
I think everything.
Everything.
Everything is the word you're looking for.
Yep.
Well, oh my goodness. Well, we've got a little bit of time. So the...
So wait a minute. What about the FBI showing up at the freaking hospital? I have to say that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Why would they show up?
I don't know. They went to the Cincinnati hospital.
Yeah.
Where DeMar Hamlin is.
Why?
And they're posted up there. Why?
Doesn't make sense to
Why
me.
Why would they need to be there?
Makes no sense at all.
I don't know.
That documentary where all the morticians got together and started talking about the fibrous white fibers that...
Oh, no, that's...
If they do an autopsy, if that poor kid dies, and they do an autopsy and find that, they're there to sweep it
over.
That's
why they're going to take the body if he dies. They'll take it.
Yep, there's going to be some weird thing
that happens. Have you seen the thing of the mortician group in England?
No, not the one in England.
Oh, yeah. And there's one here, too.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that one.
They have banded together. There are some documentaries that you can find, if you're willing to look, that will show you.
Well, we can link them on the website if you want.
That's true. Let's do that.
We can do that.
Without question, the damage that has been done. That mRNA vaccine does something to your...
Congeal the blood or something.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It causes your blood to get... like in these autopsies, we won't get too graphic because I'm not capable of it. But
I am.
What should have been... Blood in an artery is essentially like a worm. You can like...
It's a fibrous white thing, but it's long. It's not a clot like you think of. It's long, and it's just enough to like intertwine and block things and cause real issues if it goes through your heart.
So what would you tell somebody that has, for whatever reason, to keep their job, whatever, but they've taken the vax? What hope do you offer them?
Pray for them. Have them pray, because God can cover anything.
There you go.
He can cover anything. Even man's attempt to ruin society, He can cover if He wants to, because it's His to begin with.
Well, the same God that I have seen miraculously heal people,
I have.
With my own hands, all praise to God, I have actually put my hands on someone relatively recently, and without question, saw them be, let's say, previously demon-possessed. It went away, and it was unmistakable. If you ever see it and you hear that voice, there's not a human that makes that voice.
No.
And to see that power, to be close to it, is the most rewarding thing ever.
It is.
As true as that stuff is, and I know it's true because...
You've experienced it.
I've experienced it.
Yep.
That same truth is going to extend to every one of these people that make the choice to receive it.
Absolutely.
I'm no better than anybody else. Trust me. Google my name. You'll figure it out pretty fast. Yeah. If he can use me.
Just read the Bible. He loves misfits like us.
That is
He loves
true.
Them.
He does.
Because we're willing. We know we're not worthy. We don't have the arrogance. And we make our mistakes. And then we realize we can't do it without Him. And so He can use us.
Okay, we'll do a quick prediction.
Okay, what are we predicting?
Today, mm-hmm. And they know by now that it's not 100% live. There'd be like a 3-day delay, basically, depending on how quickly I get it edited. If you go to the website, you see it very quickly, because that's the first place that it goes up. But they're voting on whether or not Kevin McCarthy is going to be...
He does not need
speaker,
to be there again.
Speaker of the House.
Mm-mm.
What do you think is going to happen? I do. Just for the record, I love this. I do have a dear friend who is a recent new member of the House of Representatives, Andy Ogles, and that fabulous human is standing up like a big dog.
Yeah, he is.
He is doing exactly what he promised he would do,
and exactly what we've been talking about today.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah,
it makes me so happy.
He's a good example of
Dude,
exactly.
Your wife and your kids will remember this.
Yes.
From now on.
Absolutely.
What you're doing, your constituents, the people of the great state of Tennessee,
we're proud
will
of you.
Remember this from now on. Very proud
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. And that is going, I think it's going to result in him not being able to get elected.
I sure hope so.
I know everybody's afraid, well, that's going to let the Democrats bring in Hakeem Jeffries and then it's all going to be horrible again. I don't believe that's the case. I don't. We shall see. We'll know by next week.
Why do we keep recycling the same idiots? Stop
man,
it.
Man, if at this point in time you think it's a good idea to take Paul Ryan's choice for Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy is Paul Ryan's choice, sits on the board of freaking Fox News now.
Yeah.
And they're pushing him so hard. If you believe that he's telling you the truth, no, I was about to judge. I'm not going to do that. I recommend you hit your knees and ask God for discernment. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Big time.
Because he's been...
You should do that every day anyways.
Yeah, of course. He's been there too long. If you don't know that he's just a rhino, he's a deep stater, if you don't know that by now, that he has sold his soul to the dark side. And I know everybody says, oh, he's a good guy. Okay, prove it. Do it. Show me. You hadn't done it yet.
Yeah.
So that was a little harsh, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Democrats aren't your team. Republicans aren't your team. It's not about having a team.
No.
It's about having America be America. What God ordained it to become, period, end of story. So let's stop making about teams and let's just find the truth.
Well, that's the only thing that's going to save us.
That's it.
There's absolutely no way that man is going to fix it. It's not. I mean, it's fun to make predictions about what is or isn't going to happen, but it doesn't matter. No man is going to fix this.
God's in control.
When it gets fixed, when the tide turns, it'll be such a clear act of God. Oh. No man will be able to take credit for it.
And that's why it's getting so bad.
It is.
It has to be a movement of God to fix it.
Yeah. But turns out he's really good at that.
Yes, he is.
Historically, the score remains, and this is the next shirt that I really want to wear as soon as we can. Score remains Satan 0, God always.
That's it.
That's the score.
That's it.
And that score's not changing.
No,
gets his butt handed to him every single time, and that's why it makes me happy. I want to see evil lose.
Amen.
Okay. Right. So I think I have a fabulous tune that's going to fit this just right, like a glove. And I'm still Gary Chapman.
And I'm still Scott Kutcher.
And this is still Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
Glory, glory.